Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Just want to give a shout out to Tim Webb back in the KNBR studios in San Francisco. He is the man that is responsible for the Dr. John you are currently hearing. It is, well, Dr. John is always right on time, but it is especially right on time as we head down to beautiful New Orleans, Louisiana, and we hook up with one of our favorites, Mr. Mike Dettillier, WWL Radio down there in New Orleans. When it comes to football, both college and pro, Mike D's got the knowledge, even has a draft report. The 2021 draft report is out. Mike Dettillier, as always, we appreciate the time. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Great to hear the doc, too.
Oh, man, yeah. Boy, we miss him, don't we? We miss him.
Man, do I. I used to see him often. We sort of frequented the same places where they might tip one or two or four
or
five.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And yeah, he was pretty good at it, too. And, he definitely, on that scale of 1 to 10, was clipping that two-digit mark pretty good.
Hey, something to aspire to. Hey, but before we pick your brain and you start to bless us with the knowledge, tell people how they can get the 2021 draft report, because I know it just came out a little while ago.
Yeah, we came out last week, and they can go on to MikeDettillier.com and order it. And we've got a few more left, and so we can ship them out. But MikeDettillier.com, and we'll get them out to you first class, and it'll get there in a couple of days.
All right. You know what? Of course you get it out first class. It's a first class publication coming from a first class man. First class.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All the way around.
That.
Absolutely. I'm sure there's some Niner fans listening right now trying to get comfortable with the idea of the Niners taking Mac Jones at number 3. So I want to ask you a question I feel like a Niner fan would ask if they had the opportunity to talk to you as we do. Is Mac Jones that good? Is he everything that he is purported to be in terms of his smarts, his accuracy? Is he that transcendent of a quarterback, or is he a guy that was – pretty good or really good on a really good team, but he also had to wait for Jalen Hurts and Tua to leave before he could eventually get into that spot and have the year that he had last year?
It's a little bit of everything, I'll be honest. I've known Mac since he was a junior in high school. He came to our pitch and catch camp down here at that time. In fact, we just found the interview. It took us a little while to find it. But he was a verbal commitment to Kentucky. At this point in time, and he sort of went through the stages with me that he was headed to Kentucky. That's where he was going, and as usual, Nick Kim rang the doorbell, and that was the end of that story for Kentucky. So I saw him as a high school player, and I saw him at our pitch and catch camp, and I never thought I would see someone throw the football as accurately as I saw Joe Burrow do in 2019. Mm-hmm. And I saw Mac do it in 2020. Now, he did have an all-star cast around him. Great offensive line, which kept him clean. The threat of a running game with Najee, and he scared the dickens out of you. And he also had those receivers with Devontae and Jalen when he was healthy. And John Metchie was a tremendous receiver, too. So he had the full money around him. And listen, I'm as surprised as anyone. Because when this trade first happened, my intel was that John Lynch wanted Trey Lance.
Makes sense.
I agree. That was mine as well.
And so all of a sudden it starts coming out about Mac. So that tells me that Shanahan's got involved with this. And I've had a couple people with different teams tell me, hey, listen, I'm not buying it at this stage. I'm willing to listen, but I ain't buying it. And I'd like to get to the fourth spot, but only if I can get to the fourth spot to get Trey. Mm-hmm. I don't want them to shuffle the cards, and at the last minute, I make a deal to get to 4, and Lance is going at 3. So there are people in the league who aren't quite sold on that, the Mac Jones to San Francisco yet, even though that's a pretty hot rumor. And that's a pretty, you know, there's a lot of footprints around there.
Sure.
But my first thought was when the trade happened, this is for trade. This is almost a duplicate of what we saw a few years back in Kansas City. They had Alex Smith. They trade up for Mahomes. And he gets a redshirt year, and then he's riding the horse after that. But Mac is a guy that is unusual in today's game because he really is a pocket quarterback. And when you watch today, those guys are a dying breed. Mm-hmm. If you look back at the Mannings, Philip Rivers, Drew Brees, Roethlisberger had some power skills as a runner, but you know he wanted to throw the he'd move around and drive his linemen crazy because, you know, if I had to protect him, I would tell him, listen, stay in one damn spot. Well, at least I know where you're at. But Brady's kind of the last of the Mohicans doing that. And Mac is similar in that he's not going to move around a lot. And I wonder a little bit how that, when it's going to get tested, how he's going to react to that. Years ago, I'm dating myself now, but I worked with Hank Stram here on WWL Radio. Hank lived in Covington, so it was an easy ride for him to get to the casino. And so we did shows together. And, you know, Hank was, listen, Bayou, the one thing you got to have as a quarterback, you talk about arm strength, all this and that, but he said you got to have quick twitch memory skills. As a passer, knowing where to go with the football, seeing it on film, seeing what's happened during the game, and being able to go back and attack that area. Mac was able to do that last year. He had that memory. Now, I didn't see it the year before when he played late. He was erratic, kind of throwing the football. And he had his moments, but also he had other moments too. Last year, he was just great with it. And I'll never forget Hank telling me that. Listen, you either have it or you don't. And he said, I only had two quarterbacks in my coaching career that ever had it. And he said, one was Lynn Dawson. He's in Pro Football's Hall of Fame. And he said, if Archie wouldn't have got the crap kicked out of him, he'd be in there too. And he had it when he was in New Orleans here for a short time. So I'm as surprised as anybody that it's Mac. I'm going to be honest with you. And I watched every game Alabama played last year, every game, and I thought he'd be the fifth quarterback off the board. I did think he'd be a top 10 or 12 pick, but I never thought anybody would trade to the 3 spot to get him.
You know, you look at the athletes in the NBA, in the NFL on defense. I mean, to me, it just seems like another Jimmy Garoppolo situation. He's going to play at times really well because he sees the field, he processes, he can deliver it. But then the hits are going to pile up because he doesn't have Bama's advantages and talent. It's the NFL, and everybody's relatively even. And then he's going to be hurt because he doesn't get away from the rush. And I think it's going to be another situation where when he plays pretty well, but he doesn't play a lot because he's hurt, because he can't get away from the rush. To me, I see him similar to – is he any different than, like, Pennington was good at Marshall? Ryan Finley was good at NC State. Brandon Whedon. We're talking about, 6'4", 220-pound Davis Webb. Guys who were 6'4", 220, good college quarterbacks but had physical deficiencies and just didn't do much in the NFL. To me, I'd rather hear people compare him to those guys than Tom Brady. Come on, Tom Brady's the outlier.
No one should be compared to Brady at this stage. I mean, I'll put it to you that way. But Brady is a little bit out of the realm because how many of those type players who are pure pocket quarterbacks who's got that type size, and Brady's arm strength is a lot better than people give him credit for.
Absolutely.
And listen, when you play in New England for that long in those weather conditions, you cannot be a medium-range passer. You got to have some zip on the ball. That's why I've always had great respect for Jim Kelly. Man, play in Buffalo for a couple winters and see how it is. Joe Ferguson, God bless him, he's a Louisiana guy. And he from Woodlawn High School, goes to Arkansas, and then he goes to Buffalo. And he'd always tell me, he said, Mike, I lead the league in completion ranks in September and October. And come November, December, I was like 13th, 15th, 18th. The wind catches a hold of that ball and it swirls it all over. And he said, until you've been in that spot, you don't understand it. And Joe Ferguson had a lot stronger arm than Mac Jones. I mean, Joe could sling it. So, again, I don't get it. I understand that he's had that type quarterback in the past. But to me, Trey's the guy, once you get past the top two, he's the guy that, to me, has the biggest upside. He's only a short window to look at. But when you watched him, and it is a jumping competition of how accurate he is on the move, his mobility skills, his arm strength. And listen, you're not playing in great weather in North Dakota either. I mean, inside that dome, maybe you might be playing in good weather, but you're starting to travel. The weather's not great, and so it's a surprise to me. Again, my comp for Mac would be Garoppolo. I think that they're similar type players, very similar type players in how they approach the game and how they kind of break down out on the field. And I agree with you. He's been the beneficiary, really big time, of a lot of talent around him, and taking nothing away from his skill set.
Of course.
But good gracious, you packed in a lot of stuff to get him at three. A lot to get him at three. And that is a franchise changer, as far as I'm concerned. Because if you miss, somebody's got to answer to the boss.
No doubt about that.
That is the unmistakable voice of Mike Dettillier of WWL Radio in New Orleans. His 2021 NFL Draft Report is out. A few copies left. Order it at MikeDettillier.com. So, Justin Fields, help me out with this. What's wrong with him? Because what I see is what's right with him. He's got starts, okay, in college against high-level competition, more than Mac Jones, way more than Trey Lance. He's got the arm strength. He obviously has the athleticism. It's starting to bug me more and more by the day. You hear this, well, he can't go through his reads. He can't go through his progressions. Was that a product of what he was asked to do at Ohio State? Was that a product of what was around him at Ohio State? Why is Justin Fields – I understand the allure of Trey Lance because of his athleticism, and also I think it's the unknown that makes it sort of wow. What do we have here? But with Fields, we've seen it. Yet I just don't think he gets enough, in my estimation, respect for his quarterbacking skills. Am I being biased? Am I looking at it the wrong way? Or is he getting the wrong deal?
You are absolutely right. Absolutely right. And it was close for me with Trey and Justin. Because Mac was my five quarterback. You know, he was the fifth for me.
And right. You've been knowing Mac Jones how long? Since, what, sixth grade? Is that what you said?
No, since he was a junior in high school.
Okay, so when he was 16, pardon me. Yes. But, so
16
that's years old. That's a good amount
of
time.
And I saw Justin when he was a sophomore, and he was a man. I mean, he sort of tilted the field as a high school player. Now, a lot of it was run option stuff. That he did in high school, but he threw the football well. Now, I think a lot is being made of a couple games he didn't play particularly well. Well, here's my thing. I saw Trey Lance play against Central Arkansas, and he didn't exactly light the world up because he played in one game in 2020.
Right.
And he didn't light it up against Central Arkansas. Okay, Justin Fields had a difficult time against Northwestern and Iowa. I get it. But I think too much is being made of that, and I know exactly where it's coming from. It's agent-driven. I get it every day, emails, texts from agents saying all kind of great things about their guy, and subtly, or I should say even sometimes not subtly, what's wrong with somebody else. But a lot of guys bite on that apple, and I think they've bit on it big time with Justin Fields with him. Reads and progressions, that's for every young quarterback hitting the National Football League.
Right.
It's just not Justin Fields. Okay, if that was the case, why didn't Mahomes play in year one? Okay,
exactly.
Nothing against
Alex Smith. He looks
but
like
talent,
Mahomes.
What's that?
I think he looks very similar to Mahomes. If you made me come up with a comp for Fields, I'd probably go with Mahomes.
I think he's got a little strong. Yeah, that's big because yeah. Patrick, we could see he came here, and I had the only interview with him at Manning camp. Okay, they got 40 quarterbacks here that are counselors. He had just got the snoot kicked out of him by LSU in a bowl game. So he comes here to Manning, and he's sitting in the chair by himself. There's nobody interviewing him. And so, man, I did about six, and I'm looking for the last one. And he stands up, and I recognize him, and I go get the interview with him. And he was very good with me with the interview. He was just glad he got an interview. But no one else interviewed Patrick Mahomes. And, I mean, we got dozens and dozens of national people there. So I look at Fields as a guy that, similar to Patrick, I think he may need that redshirt season.
Okay.
But I wouldn't throw him out there right away. The thing about it is, for a lot of young quarterbacks, and I've talked to Archie and Peyton about this, is you get thrown in a situation on a bad football team and you get beat up and it affects your confidence. It's what's around you. And it happened to both Archie and Peyton. And Peyton was able to get away from it because they surrounded him pretty well. Archie, not so much. So I like Justin a lot. I think he's a really good football player. He's taken unnecessary hits about, his reads. Well, you could say that about Trevor Lawrence. You could say that about Zach Wilson. You could say that about Trey Lance. All of them. Every one. I've never had a quarterback come out of college that didn't need work in that area. So to just signal him out shows you this: the agents doing this, man, they're working overtime. I would have no problem picking him at three. I don't think that's going to be the case, but I think there's going to be a team to move up to get him. And I would not be surprised. It's unprecedented because it only happened twice. It went 1-2-3 quarterbacks. I think you'll see 1-2-3-4 because I think Atlanta's going to trade out of that four spot. I think somebody's going to make a deal, and Atlanta's not one player away on defense, believe me.
Right.
And my old buddy Terry Fontenot, I think he finds out real quick. He got explosions on offense, but they all suckle on defense. So he better get him multiple players.
Hey, Mike, out the door, we appreciate you hanging with us. I'm going to give you one guy that I just love in this draft. He's from your neck of the woods, and you tell me what you think, and then give me who you think is your favorite sleeper in this draft. I love the kid from Louisiana Tech, Milton Williams, who's about 285, and he runs about in the 4.6s. I mean, the quickness, you can see it on film. He's a crazy NFL athlete, but you're down there and you watched him play. What do you think of Milton, and who's your guy to look for in the draft?
Milton would have been my pick because Milton would have been easily. But I've seen him since he came out of high school go to Tech. I went to Tech for a time and for engineering. And so he's a guy it's a combo player. He can play defensive end, defensive tackle. He's a big man athlete who could run, and you slide him inside in a four-man front, that guard's got some troubles trying to block him if he's rushing the quarterback. He is on the verge of really clipping it as far as, I would say, as a player, because you can see he has got all the intangibles that you look for, and player-wise, he's got it. The one guy I think that's being overlooked, and just because it's so thick at receiver, and that's Dwayne Estridge from Western Michigan. He's not a real big guy. He's 5'9", 185. All I know is every time I see him play, he corkscrews those defensive backs into the turf. I mean, he'll run a route, and they're almost got to wheel him out of there. But Milton's a guy that I think does not get out of round two. I think he's a mid-second-round pick. And somebody's got themselves really something. Guy who really loves to play the game, too. I've got to talk to him numerous times. He is a very focused young man. His focus would be similar to Jamar Chase at LSU. And that everything is business with him. And that's how it is with Jamar. And Milton's the exact same way.
Mike, always appreciate the time and the knowledge. Stay well. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to you soon, my man. Thank you again.
Anytime. Thanks a lot, guys. Y'all take care.
Awesome,
Mike. Thanks.
Mike Dettillier. Check out his 2021 draft report.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.